Éve Brüsszel 2009 márciusában. A kreativitás és innováció éve különleges jelentőséggel bír a gazdasági világválság terheit viselő Európában. Hogy Európa megtalálja a válságból kivezető utat, kiemelt figyelemmel fordul az egyetlen lehetséges megoldáshoz, a kreativitáshoz. A márciusi brüsszeli konferencián azokat a jól sikerült, példamutató projekteket mutatták be, melyek uniós támogatással jöttek létre és kiemelkedőt alkottak a maguk területén.
Welcome to Eurotaxi.
Thank you.
Wow. Can you please tell me where can I take you?
I need to go to that conference on creativity and innovation, and I think it's in Charlemagne building.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Somewhere close to Schumann.
Mm-hmm. And can you please introduce yourself?
Okay. Well, hi, my name is Reinhard, Reinhard Eckert. From Austria, but I lived in Cyprus for 1.5 years, and that's where I did the project which I'm going to talk about.
And what is your project about?
It's about music as a tool for intercultural learning, as a way for bringing people together from different communities and from different countries.
How do you use music for intercultural learning?
Well, the main idea was that the project was had mostly activities in Southeast Europe, and there's a lot of shared cultural heritage in the region. Like, for example, that people sing songs which also their neighbors sing, but in a different language.
And you sing something?
Yeah, I can try to mix it. So
okay.
In Serbian, it's like Ruse kose turo imaš žalis ligiti, and in Turkish it's Üsküdar'a giderken aldıra bir yağmur, and in Greek it's something like Apokseno topo.
A kreativitás lehetőségeinek és sokszínűségének bemutatására kitűnő alkalom egy ilyen konferencia. Kíváncsiak voltunk, valójában mit nyújt, mi a lényege az ilyen és ehhez hasonló találkozóknak.
I strongly believe that everybody has a creative potential, and we just need to know how to unzip this creative potential. So that's the most important element of this conference.
Hogy itt vagytok most?
Ez egy jó kérdés. A következő, hogy minket lepett meg legjobban, hello, minket lepett meg legjobban, hogy meghívtak. Mi csináltunk egy projektet, amit egy ilyen alkotótábor volt fogyatékkal élőknek. Azt hiszem, akkor is találkoztunk veletek egy örömteli alkalommal. Találkozókat, vándorkiállításokat csináltunk, és hát aztán egyszer csak hívtak a EU-ból, hogy beválogatták ezt a programot a eddigi támogatott projektek közül az első 20-ba, innováció meg kommunikáció témakörbe. Hát mi örültünk neki, jól is éreztük magunkat, meg úgy éreztük tényleg, hogy valami hasznosat tettünk. Jó érzés volt ez kívülről, ez a megerősítés.
De a lényeg az volt, hogy amiket alkotnak, utána később ezeket kiállítjuk. Tehát egy nagyon fontos aspektus volt, hogy felhívjuk a figyelmet a fogyatékkal élők problémáira.
Invited people from different fields. We invited young entrepreneurs, we invited young artists, we invited teachers, people active in education field, and the common denominator for all was their active involvement in creativity and innovation. And another part of this common denominator was that they got financial support from a community.
Hi! Can you tell us where are you coming from?
Ireland.
We're coming from Dublin in Ireland.
Dublin in Ireland, yes.
Then what are you doing in Brussels?
Oh, we are both representing our country. We have a project on called Leaders, about comparing and contrasting schools in two different countries besides ourselves. You know.
And what is the project about?
Brenda, you know.
The project is about improving our school through having a European dimension, through our relationships with, building relationships with schools in other countries. And the aim is to share good practice, to involve everybody in the schools.
It's a project, People and Potteries, which focuses the factories, the potteries, and also the people working in there. It's a big project which compares the situation of the workers in the factories, which tries to focus the heritage and also the present of our industry and of the people who make those things, how they live and what they produce. We have 5 partner countries. That means there is our British friends sitting here in Stoke-on-Trent. It's a capital of ceramics in England.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
We still have more than 10,000 people and 300 ceramic businesses in Stoke-on-Trent.
Mm-hmm. Wow, does it have a historical reasons or?
Yes, yeah, it's very much historical based. Nearly 250 years of ceramics being made in Stoke-on-Trent commercially. But ceramics has been made in Stoke-on-Trent since the Roman times, so nearly 2,000 years of history of ceramics.
Lavoro nel progetto Spices, che è un progetto per la comunicazione interculturale. Il linguaggio che viene usato nella burocrazia, nelle istituzioni, non è adatto ai adulti in mobilità, che sono o stranieri o gente che comunque non parla bene l'italiano, quindi va aiutata a capire il linguaggio burocratico.
A brüsszeli bemutatóra 4 kategóriában hívtak meg példamutató módon megvalósult projekteket. Az életen áttartó tanulás, a kreatív vállalkozások és együttműködések, valamint a kulturális tudatosság kiemelkedő példái mellett az Európai Bizottság elektronikus platformja, az IPI projekt is bemutatkozott.
Jó napot kívánok!
Jó napot! Returning passengers! What did you do at the conference today?
We have launched sort of electronic platform for exchange of best practices in our programs in culture, education, youth and civic society policies. And I think this is very modern and efficient way how to share, how to inspire, how to organize cooperation. It's a red light.
Now it's green.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
And what's the idea behind this EVE website? Can you tell a little bit about this website?
The EVE is the electronic platform where European Commission, but also coordinators of different projects can bring their information on certain concrete projects. This way they can make their success or stories or invitations more visible and more successful for future continuity in cooperation.
And in the future we want to do more and more, even without the European years, we want to do thematic dissemination and exploitation exercises to somehow valorize what Europe is doing through its programs and make it a little bit more visible and available to the people.
Exchange of best practices is one of the most important aspects of our policies, because Europe is about sharing. Part of this sharing is information, knowledge, contacts, and of course know-how and support. And our programs have also budgets, but it's important to learn how to compete successfully for such support, and the EVE can help all those who want to draft and to submit projects.
Az Eurotaxi utasai között már több uniós nagykövet is megfordult. Volt, aki többször is utazott már velünk. Erik Spiekermannal most találkoztunk először Brüsszelben.
My academic background is I'm an art historian, or architectural historian, and but I've been working as a graphic communication designer for a long time. I design typefaces, but that's kind of like a hobby on the side. But I've been running long, big studios all my life, essentially.
How does someone become interested in typography as a hobby?
Well, it's more than a hobby now, but I was a kid, and a neighbor gave me a printing press, and I took it apart and put it back together again, and then suddenly I was a printer. Very easy. Also, because I read a lot, I've always read a lot, even when I was a child. And when you read a lot, maybe sometimes you want to find out where these letters come from, you know, who made them? The baker? God? So I wanted to find out who makes those letters.
How many type fonts are in your head that you could recognize?
I think about 15,000-20,000.
Wow.
Yeah, but there's 100,000 out there, so I don't know. I only know about 50% now.
Well, that's quite a bit.
I don't know much anymore.
And what are you doing in Brussels at the moment?
I have been nominated, asked to be an ambassador for the European Year of Creativity and Innovation. And I saw the list of people. There was quite some impressive people, two from every country. So I said yes, because I criticize a lot what the EU does, especially when it comes to design and creativity and innovation. But I learned that if you criticize something, you have to be prepared to make it better.
So I have two publications from the EU for you.
Yeah.
If maybe you can talk about the type ones.
I'm flattered because this type is called Meta. I designed this 20 years ago. So it's quite, you know, I think it's nice.
A konferenciára nem csak Európából, de a tengeren túlról is érkezett innovációval foglalkozó elméleti és gyakorlati szakember.
I'm from Sweden originally. I moved to the US in 2004.
To California?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And how do you like it?
Oh, I really like it. It's good weather, and Stanford is a very, very nice place to be at.
So can you tell us a little more about yourself? Who you are and why are you in Brussels at the moment?
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm running a research center at Stanford University where we look at how journalism covers innovation and how journalism matters for innovative society. So it's not only how innovation is changing journalism, which is happening today, but we think that journalism is really important for connecting the innovation economy with democratic society.
You came up with the term innovative journalism.
Yes.
So what does it mean?
Well, it's really simple. I mean, it was kind of surprising, actually. I was looking at, you know, journalism covering business is called business journalism, so I thought journalism covering innovation should be called innovation journalism, and I did a Google search and I got zero hits, so I saw that there was some work to be done there. So I put together a program, and that's what we're running at Stanford now. Is innovative journalism, and it's possible because of all this kind of mobile equipment, right? And then we look at the ability of journalism to report on innovation.
How does EIT relate to the Year of Creativity and Innovation?
EIT is about making a step change in Europe so that it can compete effectively on the global scheme. The global landscape in terms of innovation is changing rapidly. In Asia there are huge economies who have recently changed their strategy, focusing precisely on innovation. Some say that it has scared even the United States, that its dominant position may be endangered. Of course, innovation is not a matter of years, it's a matter of generation. If you look at Japan, it started modernizing its economy in 1860, and even today it still has not caught up with the US.
What are your hopes or expectations in terms of the work of EIT? What would be your dream?
Well, my personal dream would be that we produce a couple of Googles.
Do you think it's a realistic call?
Of course. Mm-hmm. Our dreams should be visionary if we want to make them true.
Ne maradjunk a gyakorlati megvalósításoknál. Volt, aki lelkesedésében mozgó pavilont rendezett be a taxiban.
I saw that you brought your poster with you.
Yes.
What is your project about?
Our project is a technical project that we do with our students and with six other partner school, with five other partner schools from over Europe. And every project we build a technical machine, and the project we are now showing on the exhibition is a machine that's packing CDs with information about our European project.
The conference wanted to mirror a little bit the portfolio of creativity and innovations, because it is a very large portfolio, because creativity is, as it was several times mentioned during the conference, is everything from culture, art. Creativity is part of education, should be part of education, research, but we also need to have entrepreneurs, we have to have business people very creative, we need to have also parents very creative, and all people should be creative, so really creativity is something which must be at the basis of each society and development of the society.
Project Admire, of course, is about creativity and innovation, because it's about generating ideas, having new ideas, and designing them, really making products or services out of them.
And what is your project about?
It's called InnoForest. InnoForest, and the main question behind that was that how universities can play as a driver of innovation, also in medium and low tech.
You deal with forests?
With small forest companies.
So since the last talk at the opening event, in Brussels.
Can you go to the left here? Yes, you could, I think. Here.
Yeah. How did this whole year of creativity and innovation go, or did it meet your expectations?
Listen, for the time being, yes, because I must say that the whole year started, as I perhaps told you last time, rather unexpectedly. There was a lot of hesitation, because never before has there been a European year which is so wide, you know, so horizontal, so cross-cutting as this one. It was always focused on something. This time, creativity and innovation, that's a lot. It's everything and nothing at the same time. So in a way, it was a bit, there was a lot of hesitation about the year. But at the end of the day, we find out that it is interesting for many people to get involved in such a year, that it is, and this is also helpful for Europe, because people feel that the European Union cares about something else than what is usually conceived as the concern of Europe, which is, you know, agriculture or whatever. So from this point of view, I think that the year for the time being fulfills its expectations. We are 2 months into the year. We hope that little by little we are managing to raise the conscience and to have some impact. So we shall see, yeah? In any case, I think that we cannot spoil much by being creative and innovative.
Thank you. And where are you going right now?
Well, we are going to a dinner. to a dinner with some of the colleagues who have participated in the conference today. So I hope that we are not going to work too much anymore today, but that we will have some nice chat around the table.
Vacsora idő lévén új amerikai ismerősünk is étterembe készült kollégáival.
Welcome back again. Okay. And could you please introduce the gentleman on your side?
Okay, so let's see. We just met.
We just met, yes.
And
my name is Paul Roberts, and I'm from the UK, and I'm chairing part of the conference, the section on innovation, creativity, and lifelong learning.
All right. Willy.
David.
Hello.
Hello.
That was a cue, Willy.
I know it was. I'm just ruining it for them, see?
Okay.
yeah, no, you ask questions, David.
Okay, I'm asking the question. Who are you, Willy?
I'm the director of the European Journalism Center in Maastricht, and I'm a very much interested in innovation and innovation strategies and about disruptiveness. That's what interests me, so I go for this.
Okay.
So are you dealing at all with journalist education?
We do journalism education as a non-profit organization.
Mm-hmm.
And we do a lot of trainings on, yeah, most everywhere. EU affairs in Europe, but also in Ukraine, in Macedonia, in Kosovo, in Armenia. So we do a lot of training of journalists, yes.
My interest is actually mainly in innovation in public services.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a theme that hasn't really come through today, but it seems to me that one of the things that hasn't been considered is the levels of political support you need for innovation.
Right.
Particularly if you're taking risks in the public domain with public funding.
Mm. Yes.
And
you need a very good stamp.
In the UK, we're just launching next week something called the Public Services Innovation Laboratory, mm-hmm. in an attempt to explore what it really takes to bring about innovation in public services.
It's very important. You do?
They are in the middle of the interview.
I would actually,
No. It's okay.
We can.
Just kidding.
We'll get new people in.
Yeah. No, how many speakers can you get in?
We are here.
I go again to my office. It's Berlaymont building next to Charlemagne, very emblematic seat of the European Commission. I was very happy to see you again after some time. I see that Hungarian taxi TV or Siri is very successful or popular.
Yes.
And that's good.
We have popular passengers. So
I believe that more than just today. And I wish you many popular passengers. I wish you that Europe is popular because it's our Europe. One of the best ideas I read recently, because I got memoirs of Jean Monnet, and because I had birthday and I was asked what is my wish, I said Jean Monnet. And these memoirs start with one short and very inspiring sentence. It says, "Nous ne coalisons pas des États, nous unissons des hommes." It means we are not organizing alliance of states or coalition of states, we unite people. So even at the beginning, this was about people. And people can like or love only what they know. So I wish that your viewers know Europe, like Europe, care for Europe, because it's our home, it's our space to live together, not only to exist together.
We'll be right back.
Kedves nézőink, a Filmklub szombati adásában egy megrendítő dokumentumfilmet láthatnak. A téma a 20. század egyik leghíresebb festménye, a Guernica. És még sok minden más.
Világon legjobban az édességet szereti, ön pedig a gyerekét szereti mindennél jobban, akkor adjon neki Nim2-t. Új Nim2 Soft. Finom, töltött olvadó cukorka gyümölcslével és fontos vitaminokkal 4 zamatos ízben. Nim2 Soft. Gyümölcsös olvadó cukorka, melyet a gyermekek szeretnek, fontos vitaminokkal, melyekre szükségük van. Nim2 Soft. Vitamin és édesség.
Milyen marászó nyitja a kincsekkel telt barlangot, morfondírozott Alibaba.
Lépjünk ki a mesék világából! Ezen a héten az 5-ös lottó várható főnyereménye 677 millió forint. Mese szép!
Advantix. Csak kutyáknak. Az Advantix repellens hatásának köszönhetően megakadályozza a kullancsok, szúnyogok és legyek csípését is. Négyszeres védelem kullancsok, bolhák, szúnyogok és legyek ellen. Advantix. Egy cseppel a csípések előtt. Kérje állatorvosától.
Kivárja a végét. Akkor a Raiffeisen előre kamatozó betét az ínyére lesz. Olyan, mintha a desszertet kezdenénk a vacsorát.
Már a lekötés napján megkapja a kamatot. Előre fizetett éves kamat 12,5%, EBKM 13,5%. Raiffeisen Bank. Velünk könnyebb.